800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problems solved. Call 800-291-6670 today.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Play.
I'm Brett Jackerman. This report is brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. Lots of day baseball today. The Rangers' 7-game winning streak is down to its final outs in the ninth as the Indians have a 12-3 lead and it has just gone final. So the Rangers' 7-game winning streak is now over. Cleveland broke it open with 8 1/3, highlighted by Carlos Santana's 6th home run of the season. Nick Swisher and Lonnie Chisenhall also with home runs in the victory. Top of the 8th, Chicago leads Toronto 3-1. Top of the 7th in New York, the Yankees with a 4-1 lead over the Royals. Alex Rodriguez, his 11th home run. Brian McCann has also hit his 6th. Top of the 7th, the Twins lead the Red Sox 6-4 despite a pair of homers for Dustin Pedroia today, number 6 and 7. Bottom of the 8th, Seattle and Tampa Bay are scoreless in the National League. Bottom 8, the Reds mounting a comeback down 6-1. They scored 3 times in the 8th, and it's now a 6-4 game as the Rockies jump down to early 5-1 on home runs by Nolan Arenado and Charlie Blackmon. Bottom of the 8th, it's the Pirates rallying with 5 in the 7th. They lead the Marlins by a score of 5-2. And top of the 7th in New York, the Mets with a 7-0 lead over the Phillies. Pitcher Noah Syndergaard with a home run today, his first Major League homer. Bottom of the 4th, no score between the Giants and the Brewers. Several top officials of FIFA were arrested and indicted on corruption charges that have lasted for decades and involved over $100 million. Game 5, the Western Conference Finals of the NBA tonight as the Rockets try to stave off elimination once again, down 3-1 to the Warriors. Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs in Chicago with the Ducks up 3-2 on the Blackhawks. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Boy, it got uncomfortable with David Blatt's like change of tune last night. We'll get to that in a second. Skip Bayless is, without any question, the greatest LeBron hater of all time. It's really remarkable. I just sent out another tweet a minute ago. It's like, and that's why what I said earlier this week is going to ring true, which is they're going to lose to Golden State. And because of guys like Bayless, who just tweeted out, Spurs should have beaten LeBron all 3 times. He unraveled down the stretch of Game 6 in 2013. Ray Allen saved his legacy. Actually, he hit a couple threes to help bring them back. And the Spurs unraveled. It wasn't LeBron that unraveled. But that's just actual facts. But that's okay. Anyway, but guys like Bayless are going to keep taking shots at him. And what it'll do is when they lose in the finals, because they'll be under 500 in the finals, there will be the, yeah, he made five straight finals. First non-Celtic, James Jones also on his coattails made it. First to ever do so, but they're 2-5, 2-3 in those finals of the five straight. And so he's not as good as people would lead you to believe. I think he's actually better. They kicked the hell out of the Hawks last night. Kicked the hell out of the Hawks last night. But, you know, LeBron unraveled in 2013. All right, so we'll get to David Blatt and some of that. The big story of the day, though, is this FIFA corruption. FIFA corruption charges in which, is it 14? 14 members, current and former members of FIFA have been charged with racketeering and embezzlement and bribery charges. Least surprising arrest of all time, right? Right? I mean, outside of Ray McDonald in domestic violence again, like, this week, least surprise, like, not surprising. But here's what I'm torn by. Look, I'm not saying they didn't do it. I think they not only did it, but they did what all bad criminals do, is it gets good to you. I was a bad criminal. That's why I got caught. Right? Because you think you're not going to get caught. You get arrogant with it. And this had been going on, what did they say, 2 decades? But when they had Qatar come up, you're like, come on, dude, really? Let's try and pretend. This is exactly like recruiting in college sports. Like, football player, like, Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, USC, and pick the school that doesn't belong here. And let's say Mississippi State, since we think Mississippi State in football is actually doing it the right way. That's why they turned in Cam Newton. But they used to say that about Mississippi State. Like, look, Mississippi State's the word in the SEC, they'll tell you, like, yeah, Mississippi State always cheats, but have you ever been to Starkville? That's what they say. I think Dan Mullen is doing it the right way, or as right away as you can possibly do. But that's the telltale sign. Sometimes there's a grouping of those schools when you see a guy's list. You're like, oh, cheater school, cheater school, cheater school, cheater school. He's going to whoever's paying him the most money. That's like real talk, right? You see this with basketball players, you see it with football players. You're like, wait, the guy's a top five recruit, and all the schools on his list are not top five schools. Something weird's going on here. Oh, and the guy grew up in Michigan, and he's looking at schools in the Southeast, Southwest, and out in the West Coast. Like, how did that happen? Right? You got to not make it look obvious. Why? Like, yeah, you know, we're going to pick Qatar. You know, it's like middle of summer in the desert, and there's nobody to actually build the stadiums. Just bring them in. My dad's favorite saying was, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And because there is no government oversight, because of the, though they are bad criminals in the end, they are smart criminals because their power spans the globe. So there's no one government that feels like they can rein them in. Additionally, most of these governments feel like they need FIFA more than FIFA needs them. And so they're all beholden to them. The crazy part about it is, as much as our government and our FBI will be applauded by soccer fans and by sports media members in the United States, this is actually a problem in our relationship with Russia. Let me explain. I've actually lived in Russia. Okay. And I think it's funny. I think the crazy part about how stupid people are is they will relate FIFA to the NCAA, which is craziness. Because by my estimation, though there are some bloated salaries in the NCAA, there are some things that I don't agree with about how the NCAA does what they do, and that the NCAA does, in fact, give their television rights to the highest bidder, which was, in fact, CBS and Turner, for the one thing they really control, which is the NCAA tournament. The truth is that all of that money is actually spread back to its constituents, spread back to its member institutions. So the idea that the power structure, that the center of the NCAA, that Mark Emmert actually is sitting there rolling in money like, was it Scrooge McDuck? In DuckTales, who's the one who had the vault with the money, was diving into the money? That's Scrooge McDuck? Yeah, that's not what it looks like at the NCAA. That is what it looks like at FIFA. The crazy part about it is the NCAA legislates and, frankly, over-legislates. It's a complete bureaucracy. There's too much red tape. But there are rules in place, so just such corruption cannot happen. There are safeguards in place. And the reason there are safeguards in place is absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right? It's the same reason that we actually need a salary cap in Major League Baseball. That we need the salary cap we have. We do have a salary cap in Major League Baseball. You're like, no, you don't. Yeah, well, there's a luxury tax. It's kind of the same thing. It's a soft cap, but there's a cap. A hard cap in the NHL, a hard cap in the NFL, a hard cap in the NBA as well. But they do so, and there are rules, because if we're not a society of rules, we are anarchy. And what happens in anarchy is power, and power, absolute power, corrupts absolutely whoever has the most power. Look, dude, I lived in Russia, and this is my favorite story. My wife and I had just been married. I played for Ural Great in Russia, which is in Perm, Russia. It's on the base of the Ural Mountains. And we were bored, and she was bored especially. So she got a Persian cat from the Rinok, which is the outdoor market. Right? And in Russia, as in most of the world, when I say everything is negotiable, everything is negotiable. It's like you can start at 500 rubles. It was like 30 to 1 at that point in time. But you can end up at 50 rubles or 100 rubles if you're willing to walk away, and if you know how to negotiate, and if you can speak a little bit of Russian, and you're willing to show somebody a little bit of money to make them come after you, because at the end of the day, they just need the money. So at the end of my 10-year playing for Ural Great, which is about 14 years ago next month, because we won the Russian championship, it was the end of June. My wife's like, what do you want to do with this cat? What do you think I want to do with the cat? Leave in Russia. It's a cat. Let it go. It'll be fine. No, we can't. We actually named the cat Koshka. Koshka is Russian for cat. We liked the cat so much, we named the cat Cat. It was not a good cat. Okay? It went in the house. Cat pee is the worst smell of all time. I mean, outside of maybe deer urine that dudes put on their shoes when they're going hunting, outside of that, it's a horrific smell. It claws up the furniture. Is a finicky eater, and though it was cute when it was a baby, it just kind of became that ugly, smashed-in Persian-faced cat. I did not like this cat. Was a good mouser. So we can't do that. So how do you get a cat from Perm, Russia, to Stillwater, Oklahoma? How do you think you get anything done there? Because first you need papers, because you have to go to the veterinarian. But when you go to the veterinarian, you don't go for just a checkup. You go to pay for the papers. Then you go to Moscow at the airport, and you have to pay for the cat. Every time you go through customs in Moscow, and anybody who's ever traveled, I haven't traveled to Russia in like 12 years. You go through, and they always say, they ask you a bunch of questions, and then they say taxes. And for the most part, you can just walk by them and blow by them. I actually had cash in my shoes last time I left as a player, because had they looked in my wallet or frisked me or searched me, they would have found money and they would have charged me some like made up tax thing. Like, today is not a day to point out that FIFA is corrupt. You already knew that. Today is a day actually to celebrate all the rules we have in America, all the powers that be that you hate. I don't like Congress. I don't like the police. I don't like the NCAA. I don't like NCAA people, cops, or Congress that are corrupt. But I do, in fact, like the ideals by which they live and they try and rule. And it's not to rule us as rulers, but it's to set in place rules so that we can function as society, so that it's not whoever has the most money gets whatever they want. And the reason that FIFA got caught is, one, they did business in the United States. Two, they shunned the United States. And three, maybe most importantly, they got to be stupid criminals. Like, who was the guy in Goodfellas who bought the Cadillac? Somebody's got to know this. Give me your thoughts, 855-212-4CBS. Like, least stunning thing of all time. Eric Winalda, who works for Fox Sports. Fox Sports has the next two World Cups. What does he think ultimately this does to the World Cup? And is he even a little bit surprised? He'll join us next in the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, this is Doug Gottlieb. Ugh. It's the worst thing in the world, or at least it feels like it at the time. You try to turn over your car and you realize your battery has lost power. Well, where do you go? How do you find the battery that fits your car perfectly and will get you back on the road and running? When your battery loses power, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pick up a SuperStart battery that's the exact fit for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts has reliable, hardworking SuperStart battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all